And I had a, we had a ghost in our house.
Oh, yeah.
When I was young.
Sure you did.
And we did. We did.
Yeah, yeah. Go on then.
Don't believe me, do you?
No, no.
When I was young, I had, the bed I slept in was a metal kind of contraption that was a hot, that was, a bed that you, like a hospital bed.
What do you mean a metal
contraption? You could crank up.
Isolation tape?
You know, you could, no, you could lift the top up, you could lift your head up. You,
yeah.
It cranks up.
As Homer Simpson always says, bed goes up, bed goes down.
Yeah, well, these are the old-fashioned ones that you had
down.
To crank.
You cranked it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there were lots of springs underneath
sure,
the bed.
Yeah.
And it was on casters, so
mm-hmm.
it could
mm-hmm.
be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bed that, as far as I know, that my grandfather, when he got back from hospital before he died, this was the bed that they had brought in for him. And no word of a lie, I would go to bed in the evening. And not every night, but the bed would shake, and you could hear it shaking because it was metal. I mean, it made noise, and it was on it wasn't on carpet; it was on a tiled floor.
Mm. And well, I don't know.
It would shake so violently sometimes that the little knickknacks and little things I had on my bureau would fall over.
Well, I remember my.
And any time anyone came to the door, it stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I remember.
And, but you know what?
Let me just. I remember my bed used to shake violently, and my parents used to say, why is your bed shaking violently? And I'd say, it's haunted.
I knew you were going to say
it's
something
haunted.
Like that.
They said, but all the ornaments are falling off the wall. Yes, I know, Mum. It's haunted, this bed. And I don't know why sometimes when you walk in a room, suddenly it's shaking like that. But I wish I did.
See, I know I wasn't going to say it because I knew you were going to say something.
Of course. Was any explanation ever given for this? Did you?
No, but we got rid of the hospital bed. And we ended up getting big, heavy, solid pine bed, bunk beds, when my sister was born. And only about two or three times, but the pine bunk beds actually shook.
And after that, it stopped, and
never happened again.
Why would a ghost, some say wraith,
I don't know.
Some say phantom, exhibit themselves in this way? I mean,
either
show up and be comforting and say, look, you know, dig this. You say there's no afterlife, explain this. And there you are, you know.
Yeah.
But shaking beds and stuff seems a very vague way to get...
I have no idea why.
If I were in love with someone, if I were trying to get someone's attention, I don't think I would invisibly shake their bed.